Wednesday, August 3rd, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We've been looking at the first seven verses of John 14, and today we come to an important verse where Jesus claims to be the only way to the Father. And we must come to grips with this truth, and here's why. So we live in an age of religious pluralism, which is the teaching that different religions are true, even though they might contradict each other. And so our culture looks at Christianity's exclusive claims and says, that's narrow, that's intolerant, that's even primitive. This is simply a subset within a larger framework of what we call postmodernism, which is a worldview that teaches there are no absolutes, no final truth, and everything is just relative. All right, that's the world we live in. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the world we live in. That is the air we breathe in this culture. And listen, that's what our young people are growing up in. And here's why that teaching doesn't wash. If all truth is relative, now follow me on this. If all truth is relative, then the very statement that all truth is relative would be absolutely true. It'd be an absolute truth. And if it's absolutely true, then not all things are relative, and the statement that all truth is relative is false. It's a self-defeating statement. There are not many ways to God, other religions, good works, etc., etc. There's only one way to God. There's only one way, the God-man Jesus Christ. Let's read this text together, starting at verse 4. Starting at verse 4, John 14 says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." That's what Jesus says. "But Thomas said to him, 'Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way?' And Jesus answered, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" Jesus had spoken plainly, yet he was misunderstood. Thomas was a bit confused, so he asked the question, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" But as we look closely, we see that Jesus, in fact, just spelled out the destination: his Father's house, or heaven. Christ speaks of heaven as a real place, not merely as a state of mind. He pictured heaven as a loving home where the Father dwells. But here's the question. Here's the question. How can sinners ever hope to get to heaven? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. How can sinners ever hope to get to heaven? The answer is through Christ. One author points to Luke 15, verse 11 through 24, the story of the prodigal son, and he connects it with John 14, 6, and he says this: "Like the sinner, the boy was lost, ignorant, and dead. But he came to the Father. He was lost, but Christ is the way. He was ignorant, but Christ is the truth. He was dead, spiritually speaking, but Christ is the life. He came home. He came home. And he arrived at the Father's house when he repented and returned." Now, I can only imagine that there's some of you who might say, "You know, that sounds great, that sounds wonderful, but you don't know what I've done. You don't know my past. There is no way that my sin could be forgiven. There's no way that God will embrace me. There's no way that God will accept me. There's no way, there's no way, there's no way." Well, friend, I'm here to tell you today, based on the authority of God's Word, there is a way. There is a way. And his name is Jesus. Would you turn from your sin and trust only in Christ as Lord of your life and Savior of your soul? Would you come to treasure Jesus above all other things in life? Because see, if you will, the Bible says you'll be forgiven of all sins, okay? Reconciled to the Father, adopted as his very own child, and your life will suddenly have one huge overarching purpose. And that is to magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on First Baptist Daily.